This is The Morning Show, KAXE, KBXE. We've opened up our phone lines and we're having conversations about keeping together and how we make it through the coronavirus and the social distancing, the hand washing, everything we need to be doing. One of our biggest recommendations to you is to get outside. And weekday mornings around this time, we'll check in with John Latimer. Today, he's going to help parents out who have this new situation. They've got their kids at home and trying to teach them, keep themselves sane. So perhaps getting outside might be the deal, huh, John?
Oh, it's always a good idea to get outside. I grew up in a family of seven children, and I often heard my mother say, "You kids go outside and don't come back until lunch."
Well, thinking about
unsupervised, we lived in the country and we just kind of had our own things. We all went out and did our own things. But
yeah,
today I'd sort of like to get people to focus on something that will help them become better observers of nature. And we're right on the cusp of plants beginning to flower. And the first ones that will flower are speckled alders, the hazelbrush, red elderberry, and probably a little plant that often goes unnoticed, a plant called fly honeysuckle. And most of these plants are pretty common. If you're not living right downtown Grand Rapids or Bemidji, or even if you are, you can probably, with a short walk from home, find some of these plants. What I suggest is that if your children are of an age where you can trust them to be responsible with a pocket knife or with a pair of pruning shears probably are the, if you have them, they are the chosen tool for this job. But send the kids out and ask them to cut about a 2-foot branch off of several deciduous trees. Now, I think that they should stay away from pines and spruce and cedar, because the experiment we're going to do has to do with watching these things emerge. And oftentimes the emergence in pines and the others, the spruce and the cedars, are really too subtle to note. But if you have, for instance, those plants that I mentioned, and you don't really have to go out and seek out those plants. You may not even know which plants those are. But if you just go out and cut these 2-foot sections, one from each of several different plants in your yard or in the neighborhood, bring them in and put them in water, and then watch them. And it can be helpful to have an actual list or a form made out for observing. And I will post, after our conversation this morning, I will post some pictures of the forms that I use. And I will picture also some of the expected outcomes. So I will show you pictures of the flowers of the maple, the flowers of the hazel, the flowers of the speckled alder, and you can look at those and get some idea of what it is you're aiming for, or whether or not the plants that you've selected are among these plants that I have pictures for. But what you're basically looking for are signs of life. And if you cut a live branch from a live plant, there are foods stored in that branch. And those foods will create some action on the plant itself. You will have, first of all, you'll have breaking buds. Now, in some cases, you're going to have breaking leaf buds. In other cases, as with the maple, for example, you're going to have breaking flower buds. So the maples flower before they leaf out, and the hazels flower before they leaf out. the red elderberry is going to send up a break a bud, and from that bud you'll get both leaves and flowers. But you can observe that. So the first thing you're going to do is, and this will probably be, maybe a week hence, so like next week, Thursday, Wednesday, you should start to see some cracking in the buds. You should see the buds begin to open up. You'll see some light green or red lines, depending on which you're looking at. But that then goes into your observations as breaking buds. And it might be a leaf bud or it might be a flower bud. You won't know until it develops a little bit more. But you're going to note the breaking of the buds. And then the next thing you'll look for is leaves. And I don't really count a leaf until I can see either the base of the leaf itself, so the whole leaf is out. Now, it's going to be small, of course. It's got a lot of growing to do, but once I can see beyond the beginning, this emerging green, once I can see the base of the leaf, then I make a note that a leaf is visible, and the stem of the leaf is called the petiole, and you may want to wait until you can actually see the petiole of the leaf. Once you have that, that's another note. So then you say, okay, now I have leaf. Then you go to increasing leaf size. Now, at some point, there is going to be the process is just going to stop because there's no roots to bring food to this branch. So you're going to be just exhausting the food that's in the branch itself. And once that occurs, you know, your leaf is, your whole project is going to be kind of done. But hopefully by the time that occurs, you'll be able to go outside and look at these same things happening on the bushes that you cut these branches from. So breaking leaf buds, leaves, increasing leaf size, and then in the case of like the maple and the hazel, flowers or flower buds. And you'll see that on red elderberry, too. You'll see the flowers begin to emerge. Now, flowers are flower buds. Until they open up, you really can't tell whether you've got a male or female flower. But once they open, you will notice that the male flowers give off pollen. So there'll be some yellow associated with male flowers. And in this case, I'm speaking more particularly about the maple. You'll get a flower that emerges, and if it has these little dangly threads with a little ball at the end, and that little ball turns, may start off red or gray, but as it turns yellow, that will tell you that you're looking at a male flower. If it's a series of long red finger-like structures, it's a female flower. And in the case of the maple and the hazel, both of the female flowers are similar in that sense. They're both these red structures that have these long threads that will attract the pollen, and that will result in the seeds. So there are several things you can look at there, you know, besides you're going to have breaking leaf bud, leaves, increasing leaf size, and then flowers and flower buds. And then finally, you'll have open flowers. And in the case of the maples, you might even get pollen release. And actually, if you check back in 30 minutes or so to the Facebook page, I'll have pictures of the flowers, both male and female flowers, of the speckled alder, the tag alder. And that, in that case, the male flower is this long pendulous catkin, and it will get longer. If you cut one of these and bring it in, that catkin will get longer until it grows to be about 2.5 or 3 inches long. And at that point, if you touch it or snap it with your finger, you're going to get this cloud of yellow pollen flying off of it. So that will kind of get you started. Now, all this is going to take, by the time you bring it in today, it's going to take a week or so for these results to start manifesting. But after that, for the next week or two, you will be seeing these different developing stages. And I'll post this list of things to observe today as well, so you can check back and find that list and compare it to what you're seeing. The other important thing is, once you've harvested these branches, About every 5 to 7 days, you want to pull that branch up out of the water and cut about a quarter to a half an inch off the bottom, because the vessels that bring the water up the stem are going to get clogged, and that will prevent water from going up the stem. So every 5 to 7 days, you need to cut the bottom off and allow it to have new open vessels for the water to travel up. Otherwise, your science experiment will come to a grinding halt.
Hey, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we just had a listener ask about pussy willows, if they're leaf buds or they're flower buds.
Pussy willows are flower buds, and their close relative, the trembling aspen, also has the same sort of a flower. Now, willows are dioecious, which means there are two plants. There's a male plant and a female plant. The speckled alder has male and female flowers on the same plant. The hazelbrush has male and female flowers on the same plant. Maples can either be all male, all female, or in some cases, they may be male and female mixed. My observations of that is that usually the entire branch coming off of the main stem of the tree is going to be either female or male, but you'll get a whole branch of female and a whole branch of male and not a mixture within the branch. That's my own observation. It's entirely possible that there are maples out there who have male and female flowers on the same branch, but I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Pussy willows, if you bring those in, they will develop, and you'll quickly realize those that are covered in little yellow dust are the males. And if you select a different one, you might get one that has little, and we're looking at this fuzzy catkin now. It's going to be a half to three quarters of an inch long. It's going to get covered with, if it's a female, these flowers come out, and they look like a, if you can imagine, sort of a straw that's split on the end, and the ends sort of roll away from one another. So you'll get this sort of Y-like structure. And it can be green or yellow or red, depending on the species of willow. But you can look at that flower, and that'll be the female flower. So if it doesn't yield pollen, if you touch that flower and you don't get yellow dust on your fingers, it's probably a female flower. So.
Okay. So you're going to post all the photos on the Season Watch page, and then we will get it up on our webpage as well for parents to use as they're getting used to this new normal.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send you both the worksheet and the definitions for the stages. And I'll send you a few pictures that will help you to determine whether or not you've got speckled alder or tag alder. I'll have to look through what I've got. Maybe I can find some maple flowers as well. So I'll put up a bunch of pictures and we'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks so much for your time today, John. We'll check in tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Heidi.
Okay. Bye-bye.